This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Seek. When Aurora swears in its new interim police chief, Heather Morris, she'll be the fifth leader in 5 years. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry says the vacuum at the top of the Aurora Police Department may come with consequences.
Aurora is immersed in much higher violent crime than it's had in previous years, even 3, 4, 5 years ago. Our colleague Ben Marcus crunched FBI numbers and found that homicides in Aurora jumped from just 18 in 2018 to 54 in 2022. Right. That's a big jump.
CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry. The cold weather Colorado experienced earlier this week may be the last bit of severe cold you feel this winter. That's according to Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson.
We're in mid-January now, and if the weather cycle that, say, might be 30 or 45 days cycles another cold blast around, well, by that time it's going to be early March, and you won't have as cold of air coming in as you would have in January. The sun angle is higher. You're getting close to spring. So this may be a one and done as far as the severe cold weather.
Colorado may be out of the woods of that extreme cold, but Nelson says there's still plenty of winter weather ahead. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver and Colorado Springs today, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. In Craig, also the upper 30s. Grand Junction, the upper 40s. It's 9:06.